Track 5. Explore ceramics, photographs and sculpture in the new shows. Continuing its bold investigation into humankind's relationship with narcotics, the Sainsbury Centre in Norwich has launched more exhibitions.
The Sainsbury Centre Exhibition. Through a radical new way of thinking, the Sainsbury Centre in Norwich has changed the traditional way of exhibition programming to open some of life's biggest questions for exploration and conversation. Continuing their investigation into why do we take drugs, the gallery has launched more brand new exhibitions, this time looking at the harsher realities of drug usage. The Art Museum has been inviting visitors to explore our millennia-old relationship with intoxicants and stimulants, from illegal to familiar, delving into drug cultures around the world across one museum landscape. The second instalment of the season will investigate the harsher side of substance use, exploring alcohol, antidepressants and heroin, plus pesticides and nature, through ceramics, photography and sculpture. The opening two exhibitions, Ayahuasca, an Art of the Amazon, and Power Plants, Intoxicants, Stimulants and Narcotics, look at themes of the use of substances ranging from amphetamines and caffeine to Ayahuasca and tobacco. Now, visitors can enjoy 3 4-metre-high sculptures sat within the extensive sculpture park, view darkly comic and empowering ceramics, and take in eye-opening documentary photography. The Sainsbury Centre's Living Area Collection has been gatecrashed by award-winning artist Lindsay Mendick, whose ceramic work sits alongside Francis Bacon and Giacometti in a new commission. Subverting the tradition of ceramics with darkly comic confessional works in Hot Mess, Mendick's sculptures for Why Do We Take Drugs are personal and tackle a number of social taboos, bravely revealing the artist's relationship with antidepressants and alcohol. She explains, I asked my friend, how bad was I last night? And they were like, girl, you were a hot mess. This is a self-portrait of how I am now, with the desperation to join the party and to get drunk, and the shame and the self-loathing when I've lost my inhibitions and let myself go. I want the work to show the desperate attempts at trying to piece myself back together. Upstairs, in the mezzanine gallery, the unflinching photographic show is a raw look into the harsh realities of heroin usage through the lenses of two photographers. Magnum photographer Linda Kule-Sobekwa was invited to capture a group of young men living in the South African township of Thokoza, where they turned to using niaopi, a low-grade form of heroin. Sobekwa says, the Niaopi project was about the fragile family created out of circumstances rather than the biological family. Scottish-born New York photographer Graham McKindo took a different approach. He photographed himself during the years he was dependent on heroin. McKindo has been in recovery for nearly 15 years, volunteering to help others access harm reduction, treatment and recovery support. Describing his process, he says, it just seemed very instinctive for me to start recording what I was going through, to document dependency from the inside. Sourced from East Anglian harvests and combined with hay and timber from the sculpture park, Ivan Morrison's The Reapers are shaped into deteriorated haystack-like forms. The works are an outcome of the artist's research residency. Towards the weird heart of things at the Sainsbury Centre, which looked at the parallels between artists and farmers, searching out farmers operating at the radical edge of agriculture today. When asked about how agriculture is addicted to drugs, Morrison said, It's the pharmaceutical companies and agribusinesses. These same companies sell the herbicides and pesticides that farmers need. It's an addictive, broken system that's very bad for farmers to escape. The parallels in the pharmaceutical drug dependency are striking. It's uncanny that the same companies are involved in both sectors. Ayahuasca and the art of the Amazon and power plants, intoxicants, stimulants and narcotics, continue until the 2nd of February 2025. Heroin Falls, Lindsay Mendick, Hot Mess and Ivan Morrison, Toward the Weird Heart of Things, continue until the 27th of April 2025.